Welcome to the Prime Life Project podcast, a place to help you unlock your full potential, both mentally and physically, to become the best version of you. Welcome back to the channel. I'm your host, Daniel James, and if you're new here, welcome. Today, I've got something special for you. The years that I've been doing this, I have never shared a live workshop before. However, I have got the recording of a live workshop that I did earlier on this week for a client. Now, at the end of this workshop, there was a breakout group session. But what I've done for you guys is if you click in the description, there's actually a workbook for you that's got a few questions in it that you can fill in at the end to help you get the most out of this workshop. If you're watching the video live, you will see that the slides in the background aren't that clear. So I've actually made them pop up so that you can see them as accurately as possible. I know that you're going to enjoy this. This is an opportunity for you to see what it's like to be coached by me live. And if you take any value from this workshop, don't forget to like and share with a friend. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to me talking live. And that's the power of gratitude. Now I know straight away when people hear the word gratitude, they're a bit like, what? It sounds really hippie. It sounds really woo-woo. And I get it. Because I was one of those guys that just thought it was an absolute load of rubbish. But stick with me, hopefully by the end, you'll see the benefit of this and how it can impact you. But I just want to make it very, very clear, I'm not here today to help you become a better recruiter. That's not my job. I'm here to help you. This is not me, like, working with Coles to be like, right, yeah. No. But I'm here for you today. So this information is about you, and hopefully you can apply it to business, but also hopefully you can apply it in your own personal life as well. So it can help you with your family, with your friends, and so on. So I want to start off with a quote. Now this quote is from Amy Collette, and it says that gratitude is a powerful catalyst for happiness. It's a spark that lights the fire of joy in the soul. I really like that. Now I can't get this guy's name right. I've said this a million and one times, so we're going to call him David. So David is a monk, and he finished his 2013 TED Talk by saying, just while I'm here, it's not happiness that makes us grateful, it is gratefulness that makes us happy. It is gratefulness that makes us happy. Who here would like to be a little bit more happy? Even just a little bit? Cool. So everyone can agree, even if you are happy now, you can't get too much happiness. Yet most people don't understand the basics of happiness. Gratitude is a precursor to happiness. And a lot of us have so much gratitude in our life right now, but because we're not actually focused on the good stuff, we get the magpie syndrome. We get easily distracted. People can easily plant seeds. Oh yeah, I want this. No, I want this, I want that. And then we wonder why we're not actually happy. When actually, if we share a little bit of contentment and gratitude for what we've got here, we can use that as a building block to actually then potentially progress our lives. So gratitude is more than just saying thank you. Like it goes like the card shop, there's all like gratitude things. Like it's more than that. It's a practice that can actually change your life. Now the key word here is practice. Now when you first start doing something, you're going to suck at it. Probably all know that Curtis has never used a laptop before, so he's had to practice. And the more you practice at something, the better you get. So if you've never actually taken the time to practice gratitude, you're probably going to suck at it. If you stop, you're always going to suck at it. So understand this is a practice. It's not something you do once. It's something you continually do. And the more you do it, the better you will get at it. But fundamentally, it's about recognizing and appreciating the positive aspects of our lives, no matter how small they are. Because the small things are the big things. The small things become the big things. And all too often, we want the big thing, not realizing it's the small things that give us the big thing. It's like building a house. Yeah, you want the end result, great. But how do you build it? Brick by brick by monotonous brick. That's how it works. And in the brain, you've got something called the reticular activating system. RAS for short. And essentially, it's a group of neurons just here, at the top of the brainstem. And it helps us to filter out sensory information. So I've been sat at the back, and my sensory information got me to notice there's a cat in the window of the third floor building over there. Got distracted, but I had to bring myself back in again.
That was my reticular activating system at work. It tells us to focus on things that are important to us and ignore the rest. That's why you don't notice that you're wearing clothes most of the time. It's not important. So it tells it, filters that information for us. It's a system that's essential for our ability to concentrate on important stimuli and ignore irrelevant ones. It helps you filter that information and brings to your awareness the things that align with your dominant thoughts and beliefs. Your dominant thoughts. So if your dominant thoughts are negative, guess what you're gonna see more of? Negativity. And some people are like, yeah, I'm born that way, I can't change it. Stick with me and I'm gonna prove to you that you actually can change that. It's just a case of, do you want to change it? It's a completely different story, because some people love to get stuck in that negativity cycle. I'm sure we know some people like that. But if you want to change, I'll tell you and show you how. But all of us, whether we know it or not, have got this reticular activating system working for us right now. I'm gonna prove it to you. Who here has played the yellow car game? For those of you that haven't, you missed out on a childhood here. So the yellow car game, very simply put, you're driving along and you have to try and spot yellow cars. Now, the way that I played this, it turns out not everyone played this, is if you spot the yellow car, you get to smack the person next to you. Apparently not everyone did that, maybe just my family. But that's an example of your reticular activating system. You're saying to yourself, show me yellow cars because I don't want to get punched. And guess what? You focus in on the yellow cars. Now maybe you haven't played that game. How about new shoes? Or that car you bought? How many times have you bought a car and then seen it everywhere? If someone says every single person has gone out to annoy you and buy that car that you've just, oh, I love this car. Why has everyone got it? Everyone already had that car, you just didn't notice because you weren't paying attention to it. As soon as you pay attention to it, it's important to you, the reticular activating system will show you more of it. Tattoos. I love tattoos. No matter where I am, I'll spot people with tattoos because I love the art form of tattoos. So I notice them, I spot them. Or even a new word. I learned the word nuance last year. I'm telling you, every conversation I had, I heard the word nuance. I was thinking, what? It was clearly there. I've never heard it before, so I'm not really paying much attention. Because how many words do I hear in a day? Why would I care about that word? When I heard it, I liked it, I heard more of it. So whether or not you're aware of it, this system is working. So then the question is it working for you or against you? Some of you are gonna be super positive. I know some of you are super happy. Amazing. It's working for you. Now, if you tend to be more negative, it may not be working for you. So let's dive into how we can work on that. But gratitude as a positive and appreciative emotional state, which is what it is, it's an emotional state. The reason why gratitude doesn't normally tend to work for people, like the gratitude journaling, when I first started doing it, I was like, this is rubbish, it's not working. It's because I was just writing words down. I had no feeling behind it. It's an emotional state. You have to get into the emotional state in order for it to work. Otherwise, just writing words down on a piece of paper. But it has the power to impact the functioning of the reticular activating system in several ways. First of all, selective attention. So you have the ability to choose and control your thoughts. For those of you that heard me talk last time and were paying attention, I got you to close your eyes and think of a can of Coke, a unicorn, and your happy place. That was proving to you that you can control your thoughts. So by choosing to think of the positive, you then start to direct your attention towards more positive things, which then in turn filters out negativity. Just like with the yellow car game, the other cars don't disappear, you're just not paying attention to them because you're focusing on the yellow cars. So when you start to focus on the positive, it's not that the negativity disappears, you just don't pay as much attention to it because you're more focused on the positive. And that then builds resilience. You start to look at more silver linings. Now, this is not me preaching toxic positivity, whereas if your life's like a burning house, just like, oh, Dan says we've got to show gratitude. That's not what I'm saying. But if we can choose to try and harness some sort of gratitude, even for the negativity that's going on in our life, that can only benefit us. Because if you meet fire with fire, you get more fire. And then on the Ascend coaching program, we'll know, I love the phrase, add a bit of water to the fire. If you've got a situation in your life that is a 10 out of 10 negativity and a stressor, could be a partner. If you're going to show a bit of gratitude in that moment and take it from a 10 down to an 8's a better place to deal with it. It makes your life easier. And why would we not want an easier life? So this isn't going to solve the problem. It's going to allow you to show it better, to handle it differently. And then finally, it creates a positive feedback loop. You look for positivity, you see more positivity. You then think of more positivity, you see more positivity. It becomes a really nice little feedback loop when you choose to start thinking more positively. Now, I love this, everyone always laughs at this. I like to try and break complicated things down into simple forms. So this is a sausage machine. Now, you can call it a brain machine, a life machine, whatever. The concept is very, very simple. You put something in, you turn the handle, sausages come out. Okay, very, very simple. Now, most people, especially adults, we love to fill our reticular activating system, our mind, and our lives with regret, stress, worry, hatred, anger, fear, stress, anxiety, social media. What kind of sausage do we think we're going to get with those fantastic ingredients? Not a great sausage. So to go back to the conversation we had at the very start, are you sat there just waiting for happiness to show up in your life? Oh, it's just going to show up on the doorstep. Like, things are just going to be amazing. And maybe they will become amazing. But I would rather proactively go out of my way to increase those odds. So if we start to focus on things like love, compassion, vision, happiness, kindness, gratitude, we are putting the right ingredients in to give us more of a chance to have what it is that we ultimately want. From my limited understanding of recruiting, it's inputs and outputs. You put good inputs in, you get good inputs out. It might not be straight away, but as Coles was saying, the more you do it, the bigger you put the funnel stuff in, it's going to come out eventually. But you have a choice. There's a really good saying that I like, where attention goes, your energy flows. So where is your attention? Is your attention on, woe is me? Why is this happening to me? Is your attention on the negative? Are you in victim mode? Or is your attention on opportunity, growth, learning? Because if you think back at any time in your life, when you struggled the most, when things were tough, that's probably when you learnt the most as well. And this is the point. When you're going through those hard times, if you can show gratitude ahead of time for the lessons that you're going to learn, doesn't that make it a little bit easier to handle the tough times? When you can be grateful ahead of time for things you're going to get from it. Just think, you know the times when you were struggling the most, when the markets weren't the greatest, you had to think of different ways to do stuff. You get creative. So is your mind full or are you mindful? Because all too often, especially my phone's over there recording, obviously, but we've got that thing in our pockets, phones. It's very easy to get inside our own heads. Very, very easy. And if this is a bad neighborhood, it's not a good place to be caught. We're constantly filling our mind with junk, the rubbish, the negatives. But actually, when we can start to be mindful, when we can start to be more present, we can show up as a better version of ourselves, for ourselves, which then transcends into our partner. We can show up better for our partner, for our kids, for our co-workers. But it starts just being a little bit more present. Because being grateful means paying attention to the good things in our lives that we might overlook. I guarantee you, if you go home tonight and on the drive home, the walk home, you start to think of some things you're grateful for in your life and the ball starts to get rolling, you'll see there's actually a lot there. And there's sometimes a lot we can take for granted. And I know I've been very guilty of that. So appreciating the small joys, accomplishments, and relationships that we do have to then build that foundation to maybe want more, rather than thinking that we need more. Show appreciation for what we've got. So there's an amazing quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer, and it says, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. The problem is still the problem. It's not going anywhere. The fact is the fact. So you can sit there and keep seeing it as a 6, or you can choose to see it as a 9. And as I said, this isn't that toxic positivity where we're just pretending the problem doesn't exist. No, the problem's there. But can you show up a little bit differently to handle the problem so that mentally you're in a better place, so you're not more drained, more exhausted, and putting more negativity into your life? So when we actually express gratitude, our brain releases dopamine and serotonin. They're neurotransmitters. They're associated with a feeling of pleasure and well-being. So when we practice gratitude, we literally have a natural mood booster, which makes sense. If you're thinking of positives, of course, it's going to give you a better sense of well-being and pleasure. And this goes to the people that think they can't change. So it used to be thought when you get to the age of 25, your brain's fixed. That's it. You are what you are. A leopard can't change its spots. No. Something called neuroplasticity. Our brains are capable of change. And when it comes to gratitude, when we regularly acknowledge what we're grateful for, we strengthen the positive pathways, making it easier to focus on the good in life. If you are on a field and you've constantly been walking down the negative pathway for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, that path is going to be very well trod. So I'm not saying by you starting to do this that overnight a new path is going to be easy to walk. But this is why it's a practice. The more you walk down that path, the more it will become easier to walk, and the more that path will become overgrown. We have to choose. Because now I've just told you, this is not my opinion, fact. I've got some studies in a minute to back it up. This is not Daniel James's opinion. You can change the way you look at things. You can rewire your brain. So now you know that, you can't use ignorance as an excuse. Because that negativity then is a choice. Now, I'm not saying this is easy, by the way. It's simple, but it's not easy. Baking a cake is simple. I'll still burn your house down, so not that easy. So to summarize, being grateful helps your reticular activating system function better. It allows you to focus on the positives, ignoring the negatives. They're still there. You're not focusing on them. Think of the yellow car. The other cars are still there. You're focusing on the yellow. You're focusing on the positive. And appreciate the abundance around us. And when we cultivate a gratitude mindset, we change our perception on the world and it affects the brain's how it reacts to stimulus around us. So what does this mean for you guys?